Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. This one is about food packaging and the wish to keep foods fresh and safe for a long time. The article, written by Marie Donlan and posted on the IEEE Global Spec Engineering 360 website, talks about science trying to send mac and cheese to Mars. Scientists from Washington State University have devised a method for tripling the life of pre-made foods like mac and cheese, with possible implications for space travel and military applications. The packaging has the potential to preserve foods at room temperature for 3 years versus the currently available plastic packaging that keeps food safely stored for 1 year. Teams of scientists sterilize the food using a process dubbed microwave-assisted thermal sterilization, MATS, developed by Washington State University's Juming Tong. During the process, the team added a metal oxide coating to the layers of plastic film surrounding the food, much like the silvery layer we commonly see in snack food bags. This layer reportedly prolongs the time it takes for oxygen and other gases to penetrate the barrier and thus contaminate the food. Although the metal oxide coating technology has been around for roughly a decade, the layer tends to develop cracks during sterilization processes, eventually compromising the shelf life of the food. To remedy this, Washington State University's team developed a packaging made up of several layers in addition to a metal oxide coating. Each of the plastic layers serves a function, such as acting as a barrier or offering sealing or mechanical strength, or a layer that is suitable for printing, for example. In addition to the layers and the metal oxide coating, the team then added an overlayer of an organic coating to the metal oxide to prevent microscopic cracking that tends to occur during sterilization. In addition to its potential use in space travel, offering astronauts safe foods when they eventually travel to Mars, the team is also exploring packaging potential for the use by the Army, improving shelf life of their meals ready to eat, or MREs. To determine how well the packaging works, the Army conducted taste panels of mac and cheese packaged for 3 years in the Washington State film, and they purported that the food was just as good as the version that had been stored for only 9 months in normal packaging. We need better layers to keep oxygen away from the food and to provide longer shelf life, similar to aluminum foil and plastic laminate pouches, said Shyam Shablani, who led the team working on the protective film. We've always been thinking of developing a product that can go to Mars, but the technology can also be of benefit to consumers on Earth. A paper detailing the packaging was published in the journal Food and Bioprocess Technology. I guess that sending mac and cheese to Mars is a real possibility, as that trip to Mars continues to be on the project list for NASA. The new multi-layer packaging material is one step forward in a long history of trying to keep food usable for long time frames. In ancient times, foods were preserved by freezing in the colder climates and drying in the hot sun in the warm places. Over time, methods like salting, smoking, pickling, curing with salts and spices, fermenting, and canning were used to slow food degradation. With the invention of materials like plastic that could keep moisture away from foods, the possibility of transporting and storing foods made the grocery shelves the primary place where people find things to eat. This new step makes it possible to sterilize food to eliminate bacteria and other living organisms without fouling up the layers of the packaging intended to slow the infiltration of oxygen and moisture. Besides letting astronauts have fresh-tasting mac and cheese, this could also lessen the amount of food that has gotten past its best-if-used-by date and has been taken off the shelves. It may be possible to haul out those unused snacks from that Super Bowl party a couple of years ago and invite some folks over to watch the next Super Bowl. Well, goodbye for now. If you decide to have that party, how about an invitation? I'll see what I have laying around unopened and bring it along.